This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
The 4th Annual Chattanooga Dragon Boat Festival is coming up July 23rd through the 25th at the TVA Chickamauga Reservation. This festival is a celebration of culture and a rather unique boat race that has been growing in popularity since it first came to Chattanooga. Ruth Thompson is the event coordinator for Outdoor Chattanooga.
When it first came here, which would be 2007, it was down on the waterfront. The organizers, which is Dynamic Dragon, were scrambling to get teams to come do this. So Outdoor Chattanooga kind of served as a recruiting vehicle and also fielded our own team. It was new to the area, and even dragon boating itself as a sport was new to the United States at that point. I mean, it's really been in the past 5 or 6 years that it has taken off, particularly in the Southeast region.
The dragon boat races are fun to watch, and according to Ruth Thompson, even more fun when you participate.
Imagine a 40-foot canoe with 10 benches that seat 2 people sitting side by side, with a dragon head on the front, a drummer sitting in the front facing the crew, and then an oarsman or a steerer in the stern of the boat. And they're painted in Chinese colors with the dragon, and they're very colorful. And what you do is you try to get these 20 people to paddle, canoe paddles, they're just canoe paddles, in sync with the same rhythm to make the boat go very fast. What you do is you race in heats. You have 4 lanes. You start a competition by racing in heats. And at the end of the day, the fastest 12 teams compete for the finals. You'll have a gold round, a silver round, and a bronze round. And then you have the winners from those. And the thing that makes this sport so much fun on many levels, but I think the most important thing about it is extremely accessible for the average person to get into one of these boats, go on 2 or 3 practice sessions, and then go out there and compete and have fun doing it. And you're doing it as a team. It is so extraordinarily important that you guys paddle together. You have to, or else you wind up flipping the boat, paddling in circles, running into things. Who knows? But it's a sport that is accessible to the average person. You do not have to be a super athlete to do this sport.
Initially, the dragon boat racing teams were mostly groups from businesses around town. Dubbed the ultimate teamwork learning activity, the crews are able to get some exercise, see how well they can work together, and raise money for a local charity.
If you go to the Chattanooga Dragon Boat Festival website and you look at the team roster this year, you'll see a lot of corporate teams from various large and small corporations in the Chattanooga area. But you'll also see there's one that's just a group of friends who wanted to get together and go paddling, and that's the name of the team. And you'll see some clubs. For instance, the Tennessee Valley Canoe Club has a team. And there's also a group of whitewater paddlers that get together that just do it because it's fun. And so they can raise money for a good cause, and that's T.C. Thompson's Children's Hospital Foundation. It's a wide range of people. The other thing that I think is interesting about dragon boating is it has become the adopted sport of cancer survivors. And so you have these teams of people, particularly women who are breast cancer survivors, ovarian cancer survivors, because it's a team sport, because it encourages bonding amongst a group of people. You just have this natural get-together from people who've shared similar experiences, and then they get out there in a boat and they share a competition, and they become part of a team.
In addition to the local teams competing in the dragon boat races, there will be some serious professional teams coming to Chattanooga for a chance to represent the U.S. in the world competition.
This year in Chattanooga, it's a big deal, and I can't emphasize that enough. The public should get out and see this. Not only do we have the Chattanooga Dragon Boat Festival going on Saturday, July the 24th, on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, there will also be the United States Club Crew National Championships. Now, this is a qualifier for the international championships, which are going to be held in Hong Kong in 2012. So what you're going to see in those competitions is about 25 to 30 of the best dragon boat teams in the eastern United States. Now, these are people who take it seriously. These are people with big biceps, shoulders. They make it look like a dance. It is really phenomenal. I would encourage people to go on one of the free video sites like YouTube or Vimeo and just pull up Dragon Boat National Championships and watch one of these really dedicated club crew teams do it. It is utterly amazing. They fly down a lane. And what they'll do is they'll race in heats, kind of like the festival does, but they'll race in 200 meter, 500 meter, and then 1,000 meter heats. And that's a long way to pedal one of those boats. And they'll race those to determine who's going to go to the world championship. This is a big deal, so folks should come out and see these pros.
Ruth Thompson was the drummer for the Outdoor Chattanooga team and has firsthand knowledge about what it takes to race successfully.
The key to this sport is being able to paddle together. and work in sync. It's exactly like rowing in that respect, is that the more the crew is in sync, the more that your paddle strokes are exactly identical, the smoother and faster the boat is going to go. So there's a lot of technique and finesse involved in getting really good at this sport. The drummer is required to be on the boat, but the teams that are really good don't really pay attention to the drummer. If you're in competition, because you're in lanes, they're not very wide lanes. They're maybe 30-foot lanes maximum. You're hearing the drum beats from the boats adjacent to you, particularly if you're in a nose-to-nose battle. So the teams that are really good, the drummer's just kind of incidental. The drummer's drumming more from the cadence of the paddlers than the paddlers are paddling from the cadence of the drummer. But the drummer is the place to be because you're up in the bow of the boat. You're watching all these other people work really hard, and you just get to sit there and drum a little beat and go for a really wild ride. It is loads of fun.
The races were previously held on the waterfront below the dam, but have been moved this year to ensure consistent water conditions for the national competition.
This is the Chattanooga Dragon Boat Festival and United States Club Crew National Championships, and that's July 23rd through the 25th at the TVA Chickamauga Reservation, and that's the lake just above Chickamauga Dam. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to chat.racedragonboats.com or visit outdoorchattanooga.com, and we'll have links to that site. It's free, and it's a festival. There's all kinds of extra stuff attached to it down there at the Chickamauga Dam Park. So, yeah, come on out. It's absolutely free to come watch this.
You can learn more about the 4th Annual Chattanooga Dragon Boat Festival by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.